I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, May 19. Coming up, primary surplus target exceeded, financial sector stakeholders urged to diversify products, and capacity of Attorney General's Department to be boosted. The news in detail after this message.
Hey, Omar, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
Me, I beg you. Just let me rest up, little no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. We just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons. Now the news. The Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, is reporting that Jamaica has exceeded its primary surplus target for the 2016-17 fiscal year by $12.9 billion. Co-chair of EPOC, Keith Duncan, says the primary surplus outturn for the period was approximately $135.9 billion against a target of $123 billion. The primary surplus is the budgetary allocation earmarked by the administration for debt payments. Mr. Duncan says the strong performance of the primary surplus is attributable to a notable increase in tax revenue collection.
Tax revenues, which were a target of $440 billion, came in at $458.3 billion. Significant overperformance.
Mr. Duncan was speaking at the EPOC quarterly press briefing earlier today. He adds that the country's non-borrowed reserves came in at $1.936 billion, well ahead of the targeted $1.474 billion. Inflation for the fiscal year was 4.1%, marginally below the lower end of the Bank of Jamaica's forecast range of 4.5 to 6.5%. Finance Minister Audley Shaw is challenging stakeholders in the financial sector to create more diverse products to help ensure low-income earners can afford their living expenses after retirement. Mr. Shaw says stakeholders should ensure the capital markets provide long-term investment tools with more appropriate financial entry requirements for persons in low-income brackets. He says when weighed against Jamaica's aging population, such products will assist the government in managing its expenditure on social welfare.
The number of retirees will continue to increase, resulting in a higher dependency ratio, which could lead to social problems and a fiscal burden to the government. There should therefore be more diversity of financial products to satisfy savers' needs, such as a broader range of asset classes for mutual funds.
The finance minister was speaking at the recently held 42nd annual conference of the International Organization of Securities Commissions. The Attorney General's Department is to benefit from additional support under the Foundations for Competitiveness and Growth Project, FCGP, being spearheaded by the Development Bank of Jamaica and the Planning Institute of Jamaica. Attorney General Marlene Malahu Fort says the institutions have committed to providing support to boost the technology and research capabilities of the department's commercial task force, among other inputs. Mrs. Malahu Fort says the provisions would put the AG's department in a better position to support the government's agenda. The task force was established to assist the department's Commercial Affairs Division to provide vital legal advice to the government on important strategic investment projects, privatizations, and divestments. And the University of the West Indies, UWI, has rebranded its science library, expanding the facility to incorporate engineering. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley has lauded the move, noting that the rebranding will help to promote engineering as a key economic driver.
Science, energy, and technology are key drivers of infrastructural, social, and economic advancement. And so as we strive to achieve economic growth targets, we have to ensure that we simultaneously develop the capacity of our people to participate and contribute meaningfully to these industries.
Dr. Wheatley was addressing the official opening of the UWI Mona Campus Science and Engineering Branch Library in St. Andrew Wednesday. He says the government is committed to the industries and the development of human capital and has implemented several programs and policies to promote matriculation to these areas of study. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.